Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Hallelujah. Mokodidi, alalabaka, shedididi, alalabaka, shedididi, ururabaka, shedididi, alalaboko, shebakade. Father, we agree with your plan today. Have your way on boys to men, girls to ladies. We appreciate your presence, O God. Your presence is holy. Your presence is great. Oh, we honor you today, O God. We honor your holy presence, and we thank you for giving us your time, O God. You are the Most High God. You are the only true and living Father. You are Abba, Father. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Nobody greater than you. No human words can begin to tell how great you are. You are everything that we need, O God. Everything that we need, you are. Makoshe, you are holy, God. You are righteous, God. You are Jehovah Nisi, our banner. You are Jehovah Elohim. All powerful, almighty God. You are Jehovah Adonai. You are a lordship. You are the lordship of God. You are Jehovah. Yahweh. Oh, our divine salvation. You are Jehovah Makoshem, our sanctifier. You are Jehovah Roha, the Lord, our shepherd. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are Jehovah Sikkenu, our righteous God. You are Jehovah Jireh, our mighty provider. There is nothing that you are not. There's no place that you are not. You are the Almighty Father. God. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peacemaker. I thank you, Father God. You are Jehovah Shabbos, the Lord of hosts. You are Jehovah Gemola, the God of recompense. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. You are Jehovah El Roah, the strong one who sees. You are Jehovah Shaddai, the Almighty God. You are Jehovah Makashe El Olam, the everlasting God. Oh, we appreciate you, Father. There is no God like our God, Jehovah God, the only true and living God. You are a living God. Hallelujah. We praise your name today, O God. We honor your name today, Father God. Oh, you are mighty. You are your majesty. You honor your word above your name. Your word is awesome. Your word is powerful. Your word, oh, is most powerful. You spoke your word and the earth became in existence. You said, let there be. And there was, let there be light, and there was light. And Father, I thank you for breathing your breath into man, and man became a living soul. You didn't stop there. You put your spirit within us, O God, to guide us unto all truth. And so, Father, we honor your presence today on boys to men, girls to ladies, and we say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing, Almighty. Thank you. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we are redeemed from every curse of the law. We break all generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction in the name of Jesus. We command all generational spirits that came into our lives through conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out now in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words that have been spoken over our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over our lives by others, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. We command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, perversion to come out of our lives now in the name of Jesus. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in our lives. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that would try to operate in our lives from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We renounce all false beliefs and philosophies inherited by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of finances, all curses on our finances from any ancestors that cheated or mishandled money in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sickness to leave our bodies in the name of Jesus. Through Jesus, our families are blessed. We renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses by agents of Satan spoke against our lives in secret in the name of Jesus. We break all written curses that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break every time release curse that would activate in our lives as we grow older in the name of Jesus. We break every curse Balaam hired against our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn every curse spoken against our lives into a blessing. We break all generational rebellion that will cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. We break all curses of death spoken over people in authority in our nations, over our nations, in the name of Jesus. We break curses of death spoken against America by people from other nations in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless you today, oh God. We come to love on you. We come to agree with your plan, oh God. So, Father, we say have your way on boys to men, girls to ladies, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Thank you for joining us. May Father God draw you closer to him today than ever before. May your relationship with Father God go to a higher height and deeper dimensions in him. May he do a mighty work in each of us today. Well, I thank the Father for his mighty word. We're going to be reading in Psalm 51. You know, we're human and we sin. So we're going to ask the Lord to forgive us. We're going to read from Psalm 51, 1 through 19. So you're welcome to join us. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from iniquity, and cleanse us from our sins. For we acknowledge our transgressions and our sin is ever before us. Against thee, thee only, have we sinned and done this evil in your sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, we were shapen in iniquity, and in sin did our mothers conceive us. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make us to know wisdom. Purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear the joy, hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide your face from our sins, and blot out all iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us with your free spirit. Then will we teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you. Deliver us from blood guiltiness, O God, that God, thou God of our salvation, and our tongue shall sing and praise aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall show forth your praise. For you desirest not sacrifice, else will we give it. You delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of you, O God, are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness. When burnt offering and whole burnt offering, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering, then shall they offer bullocks unto thine altar. So, Father, we just bless your word. We thank you for your mighty word today, O God. And we just honor you, because you are our Father, you are our Lord, you are our King, you are our Shepherd, and what a mighty God you are. Oh, Father, we're just grateful that you even allow us to serve you. You allow us, human beings who sin against you, who hung you on the cross to praise you, to honor you, to bless you, to be your servants in the land. So, Father, we ask you to help us to be the servants that you're calling us to be in this hour, O God, because, Father, truly, we want to please you. Well, we've been studying in Proverbs 1 through 6, and today we're on chapter 7. And Solomon, you know, the wisest man on earth, he prayed to the Lord for wisdom, and God granted his request. So today, we're thanking Father God for his word in Proverbs chapter 7. And Solomon begins to talk to his son again. You know, he talked to his son in the chapters 1 through 6, and he's still talking to his son. You know, he had a lot to tell his son. Now, some things he said was repetitious, but he repeated it for a reason, because a lot of times when we talk to our children, they don't listen. They don't hear us the first time. They say, oh, I didn't remember you told me that. So, you know, Solomon was real wise. He kept telling the same thing over and over, just in case he missed it. The first few times, he's telling them again. And each time, he adds on something else. So let's see what Solomon is telling Rehoboam, his son, today. He said, my son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with you. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with you. So he's telling his son, he said, okay, now, listen, I'm telling you certain things to do. He's telling him to be obedient. He's telling him what to do. It's up to Rehoboam to listen. You know, our children have choices in life, just like God gave us a choice. We can be obedient, or we can be disobedient. Now, of course, you know, with obedience come blessings, and with disobedience come curses. So if we're smart, we're going to obey God. He says it's better to obey than to sacrifice. So I thank God that he allows us to hear what he has to say to us. He allows us to be obedient, to make the choice to be obedient. But, of course, if we don't, there are consequences. So, you know, our children have a choice also whether they're going to obey. And, of course, not every parent has consequences. When their children don't obey, some people just laugh and go ahead on and ignore them. But, you know, eventually it's going to come back to them. And they're going to wish that they had chosen, you know, that they had taught their children to obey them. So, obedience, filial obedience. Now, filial has to do with relating to your son or your daughter, what's befitting to them. So in Proverbs 1:8, Solomon says about obedience, "My son, hear the instructions of your father." In other words, hear my instructions now, and forsake not the law of your mother. So Solomon talked to his son, and Solomon's wife, who was his son's mother, talked to him. Proverbs 6:20, he said, "My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother." So he's told him that in Proverbs 1:8. And in Proverbs 6:20, he said in Ephesians 6, this is a book in the New Testament. This is not written by Solomon. Ephesians by Paul. He said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." So he's giving him wisdom. Now, whether his son is wise enough to grab hold to this wisdom or not, you know, even if our children, you know, listen, we pray that they will grab hold to the wisdom that we've learned, and they won't have to go the wrong direction, that they will go the right direction. Well, in Colossians 3:20, it says, "Children, obey your parents in all things." Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Now, isn't that awesome how, you know, the Word of God just tells our children over and over in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, he says, "Children, you know, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." You know, the righteous way, the right thing to do. Our children know the right thing to do. And just like when we were children, sometimes we chose the wrong way. Our mother said, "Be home at a certain time," and we say, "Oh, well, you know, mm-mm." Some children just choose to suffer the consequence. They say, "Well, I ain't going to do it today." Or their parents tell them to go here, and they go two or three other places. And, you know, so we have to make sure when our children are young that we teach them what obedience is. And, you know, Christ learned obedience through the things he suffered. I mean, he suffered much, but he learned to obey the Father. So we have to take, you know, our instructions from Christ. He's our example, and we have to obey the Father, whether we want to or not. Now, Proverbs 23:2 says, "Hearken." See, these are all scriptures talking about obedience. "Hearken, do what you ask. Do what your father's telling you. Hearken unto your father that begot you. I birthed you into this world, so listen to what I'm telling you. Despise not your mother when she's old." Now look, one day your mother's going to age. She's young now, but one day she's going to get older. And make sure you don't despise your mother. Love your mother. Respect your mother. Listen to your mother. Even when she's older, respect her and do what she's telling you to do. Proverbs 7:2, keep commandments. He's telling them to keep the commandments. In Exodus 20, let me read Proverbs 7:2. "Keep my commandments and live. What's going to have you keep commandments? What's going to have you live longer? Keeping the commandments. Keep my commandments, son, and my law as the apple of your eye. And, you know, I was wondering what that meant today. That has to do with the, you know, the eye, the inner eye. You know, the inner eye is like windows to the soul. So we have to be careful what goes into our eyes. He said in Proverbs 7:2, keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. The eye is very, very sensitive. You know, we always try to protect our eye. So keep the law. Now, you know, his son probably could read, and he probably read the law. So he used his eyes to read, to understand. You know, don't just read words. You know, sometimes I read something, I go like, what did I read? I can't even remember what I read. But when we read it, let it come through our eyes into our souls and do what it's supposed to do. Remember. We have to start remembering the word. You know, sometimes I remember as a child I had to memorize certain scriptures. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. We memorize. You let your children memorize the scripture. So when they need it, they can pull it right up. Just like you have things in an index box, you know, in alphabetical order. I remember going to a church with my aunt a few years ago, and there was a little girl. She was 4 years old. And, I mean, it must have been over 4,000 people at the church that Sunday. But the pastor brought this little girl up to the front. He went and got her. I forgot her name. Right now, she's probably about 10 years old because that was quite, you know, a few years ago. She may be older than 10 now because that was more than 3 or 4 years ago. But anyway, I think he called her Lazaria or something like that. And he said, you know, how are you today? And she answered him with confidence. She said, you know, I'm doing okay. I'm fine. And she told, he said, okay, I want you to say a scripture for me today that begins with the letter A. And you know that little girl said a scripture with the letter A. He said, now, I want you to say a scripture that begins with the letter B. So she did that, and he kept, you know, he kept down the line. Then he skipped around. He said, okay, now tell me one with the letter J. Now tell me one with the letter K. And she had scriptures for every letter in the alphabet. This child was only 4 years old, but her mother had sat down, and her, I assume her father, too, sat down and taught her. Now, what age they started, they must have started very young, because when she was 4 years old, she knew a scripture for every alphabet. So I thank God, you know, for parents who sit in training, who train up their children in the way that they should go. So when they are old, they will not depart from it. So, anyway, I thank God for, you know, parents who teach the children God's ways, because God is an awesome God, and he does not want us to let our children go lacking in wisdom. God wants the children wise, wise as serpents, harmless as doves, so that when the children grow up, they'll be wise, that they won't be tricked by the ways of the enemy. So I thank God for his word today. And now let me go back to Exodus. Exodus chapter 20, verse 6 says, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You know, God is a merciful God. He shows so much mercy. But the one thing that he says is keep my commandments. Deuteronomy 4:40, thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments which he command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong the days upon the earth which the Lord giveth them forever. Deuteronomy 6:17, ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes, which he have commanded thee. Deuteronomy 10:13, to keep the commandments which I command you this day for thy good. So we've got to be obedient to God. It's for our own good. And, you know, we have to teach our children right from wrong. And as they grow up, teach them to choose the right thing. You know, if we are good examples, more than likely our children are going to learn from our good examples. You know, in let me go over here and read right here. In Romans 12, Romans tells us how to live. Romans 12. So if you want to follow along with me, you can go over to Romans. You know, the Bible is full of wise sayings, wise sayings. And they're not just wise sayings, but it's full of wisdom that will help us along our way. Now, in Romans 12, Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, in other words, I beg of you, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, in verse 2, in Romans 12, he says, now, don't be conformed to this world. Don't do, you know, just because everybody's tattooing, don't tattoo your body. You know, just because everybody's piercing their nose, you don't have to do the same thing. Just because everybody's getting a Cadillac, you don't have to do it. You know, just because everybody's out here cussing, you don't have to do it. Or because they have gangs, you don't have to join the gang. He's saying, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do we get our minds renewed? By the word. The word is so powerful. When we read the word of God, it can renew us, renew our minds. He said, renewing of the mind, that we might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So our minds need to be renewed. When? Daily. Every day we have to renew our minds. How? Studying the word of God is going to renew our minds. You know, lest we forget. You know, we'll forget that God is our shepherd if we don't read about it. We'll forget that he, you know, lead us in green pastures if we don't study about it. We have to continuously, you know, our minds try to fool us. And we'll say, oh, well, you know, God understand. He know we human. No, he gave us commandments to follow. And he wants us to follow those commandments. Now, you know, he gave us, the word of God goes all the way from Genesis to Revelation. So daily, we have to ask the Lord, Lord, what is it you want us to study in your word today? What would you like for us to study? What? And then when you start to study, say, Lord, what are you telling me from these verses that I'm studying? Now, you know, in 1 Corinthians 7:1-2, I'm going to change this. It says, now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is not good for a man to touch a woman. So I'm going to change the word woman to, man to boy and woman to girl. So we have to, you know, stay in the word and constantly stay in the word, reading the word, and the word will bring to our remembrance things we need to know to get us through each day. You know, sometimes you go through things on the job or at school. Our kids go through things at school. And we say, Lord, I just need a word from you. And sometimes the scripture you read will come back to you. Or if you're close enough to the Father, hear his voice, he'll speak to you. He'll give you a rhema word right then. Right then, he'll give you something to help you in the situation that you're going through. So it says, now concern the things wherever you wrote unto me. It is good for a boy not to touch a girl. Or a girl not to touch a boy. So in other words, we have to teach our children to keep their hands to themselves because their bodies belong to God, not to each other. Now, of course, when they get married, that's different. Talking about while they're still single. There, you know, the Word of God says there's a difference between a married person and a single person. A single person cares about the things of God and how they should please the Lord. So we have to remember, those of us who are single, we got to remember, we got to please God. We have to please God. When, you know, human beings, we're so fickle, we can't please each other. You know, your child may say, oh, Mama, can you fix me a grilled cheese sandwich? And you go fix it, and they say, oh, I'm sorry. I should have told you I really wanted some ice cream. Oh, I don't want to eat that today. You know, we're fickle. Or you may tell your son something. You say, oh, this, you know, that was yesterday. You don't have to do that today. You know, human beings change back and forth. You may tell your daughter, oh, listen, in tomorrow, make sure you wear this. Then they wear it and they come out. And you say, well, what you doing with that on? You say, well, Mommy, you told me to wear that. Human beings, we always forget or switching around or changing up. So you know what? We have to please God. When God is pleased, everybody in the world is pleased. Now, you know, I remember growing up as a child, they had double standards for boys and girls. They had a standard for boys and a standard for girls. Boys looked like they could do whatever they wanted to do. Girls had to be in that dark. Boys could be out till, you know, 9, 10 o'clock. No questions asked. Now, we need to have the same standards. Our boys and our girls need to abstain from sexual activity until they are married. God made sex, but he made it for married people. And nowadays, you would think he made it for teenagers because they're all into SEX. They're curious about it, and trust me, they are experimenting. So we have to teach our children the right way, the ways of God. That's the right way. The ways of God is the right way. The ways of God is the righteous way, the holy way, the only true way. And you know what? They won't regret it, but if they start getting involved in sexual matters, they will begin to regret that as they go older. They'll have a spirit of condemnation on them. You know, like Adam and Eve, when they sinned in the garden, they put clothes on themselves. They weren't clothes. And when God confronted them, now he already knew what they were going to do before they did it. But he had a commandment. I mean, it was only one for them to follow. Eat of this tree, that tree. I mean, he gave them so many choices. But he said, this one, don't touch it. Don't eat of it. Now, what do we as human beings do? Our parents tell us, here, baby, you can have these four cookies, but don't touch the cake or the pie. Now, what are we going to want? The cake or the pie. So we have to remember, in order for our children to be obedient to God, we have to start real early training them to the ways of God. And if we haven't trained them early, it's never too late. Never too late. We can start training them. Start praying with them. Hold their hands and pray with them every day. It's so much happening out here in the world, and we don't want our children to be taken out of this world early. We want the purpose that God put in our children to come forth at just the appointed time. And so we have to pray for our children daily. We have to pray for them to live righteous, holy lives. We have to pray for them for protection. We have to continuously pray for our children. Now, you know, I can remember growing up, I didn't grow up in a godly home. I never remember my parents praying until they were grown. Now, they could have, but I didn't see it. So allow your children to hear you pray, to see you pray, and even for you to pray for them in front of them. And then teach them how to pray. even if you don't get on your knees and you're sitting in a chair, God accepts that prayer just as well. So teach your children to pray. And it's never too late. You can tell them, listen, you know, I was on this path for years and years, but now God has brought me to a new way. And it's the best way. And I'm so glad he brought me this way. Now I'm going to teach you this way. And, of course, they have a choice whether they want to go that way or not. But hopefully they will go the righteous path, the narrow path. You know, narrow is the way that leadeth to righteousness. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Whatever you see a whole lot of people doing, it can be, you know, out here on the street, you see a big old crowd of people. Watch out. A lot of times it's not always good. Sometimes it is good. But a lot of times where you see a mass of people and there's a lot of confusion going on, guess who in the midst of the confusion? The enemy. So I remember my parents used to teach me, okay, you see people fighting or fussing or cussing, you don't go that way. Go the opposite way. Don't follow behind unrighteousness. Teach your children to be sensitive to what's going on, not to run after fire trucks and ambulances and all these big crowds. You know, people have lost their lives in going behind the wrong things. And even in school, when your children see a whole, you know, big old mass of children getting together, maybe in the midst of a fight or whatever, teach them to go the opposite way. Go the opposite way. So you know what? We need to continuously undergird our children in prayer. Keep praying for them. Now, I want to pray for the children right now. A lot of the children throughout the United States are taking national tests. In every state, they're taking the national tests. And these tests are not easy. Some of them are very difficult. So I want to pray for the children right now who are taking the national tests. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the children in Jacksonville who are taking the FCAT, the children in Louisiana who are taking the LEAP test, oh God. And Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you would give them wisdom beyond measure. I pray, Father God, for their victory over the test, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you would give them wisdom, skill, knowledge, strategies, and quick remembrance in the name of Jesus as to how to pass the test. And Father, I thank you that they will excel what is expected of them, excel what the media says, excel what is predicted of them. I thank you that they will go beyond the prediction, that they will make top scores this year, will be outstanding scores, higher scores than ever before. They will go off the charts with high scores in Jacksonville, in Florida, in Louisiana, in Michigan, in California, in Tennessee, in Alabama, in Washington State, throughout the United States, every state, oh God. We're asking you, Lord, to help our children, download in our children everything they need to be successful, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you right now for helping our children, oh God, remove any fear, any anxiety, any tension because of the struggles or the difficulty of the test, oh God. Let them be able to read and understand every section and what it means. And if they're not, let them raise their hands and get help from their teacher or from the ones who's given, the instructors who've given the test, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for our children being courageous and strong and bold. I thank you, Father God, for healthy meals for our children, brain food so our children can think, brain food so they can think, healthy brain food in the name of Jesus. Remove junk from our children's diet. Let them be like Daniel and his friends who ate healthy food, lots of vegetables, they ate beans and vegetables and nuts and fruit. And so, Father, help our children to avoid going to a lot of fast food places and eating junk, eating all kinds of sugar, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for removing unhealthy diets from them and placing healthy diets in their lives, oh God. Help their parents to fix healthy food. Help them at the schools to fix healthy food for our children so that they won't be obese, so they won't be unhealthy. They will not have childhood diseases from eating so much or overeating or eating the wrong kinds of food. And I thank you, Father, for what you're going to do for our children, on behalf of our children, oh God. I thank you for the standards in the name of Jesus that you have set for our children, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your standards are higher. Your ways are higher. Your thoughts are higher. So I thank you today, Father God, for every child in every state being successful, oh God. Let them experience success on a daily basis, oh God. Not just once a year, but on a daily basis. Let them experience benchmark success in, on every level, oh God. Protect our children in the classroom. Protect our children, Father God, throughout the day in the name of Jesus, whether they're at school, whether they're at home. Our young babies, oh God, even the babies that are in the hospitals, oh God, whose weight is way below what they should weigh, those in incubators, oh God, heal their bodies, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those mothers, oh God, who've been on crack cocaine or alcohol or all kinds of drugs, oh God, and heal those babies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They are innocent, oh God. I thank you for breaking every generational curse from those children, oh God. Those children, Lord God, who are on the cancer ward, I thank you for touching them and encouraging them today, oh God. Those children, oh God, who wish they could get up and run around the block, who could just go outside and touch a tree. Those children who wish they could just put their feet on the ground, oh God. Those children who are not able to go outside and play because they may contact some kind of a virus, oh God, because their systems are so sensitive that their immune system are not built up. So, Father, build up their immune systems, oh God. Make them stronger, oh God. I thank you for healthy bodies in our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for every organ in our children being healthy, oh God, from the brain to the bottom of their feet, oh God. Every organ, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, the gallbladder, the spleen, every organ, oh God, in the name, the colon, every organ, even the ones I didn't name, oh God. I agree with your plan, oh God. Your word says you sent the word and healed them. So send the word and heal our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up those, Father God, who are on their beds of affliction, especially our children who are not able to get up, oh God, on their own, who are not able to do things that their friends are able to do, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to touch their bodies. Heal, oh God. Oh, Father God, you are God who performed miracles. And we are waiting today because your word says that we will do greater things than Jesus did. When Jesus walked this earth, he told them, he said, get up. And they got up, oh God. So give us the power to tell those who are on their beds of affliction, even the dead, to rise in the name. He told Lazarus, rise. And Lazarus got up out of those dead clothes and walked again. He lived. He lived again. So, Father, I thank you today for putting miracles in us, oh God, that we will be able to perform miracles. You said we do greater works than Jesus did. So, Father, we wait patiently upon you, oh God, to bring those to pass for us, oh God. We want to do miracles, oh God. We want the dead to rise. We want the lame to walk. We want the sick to be healed, oh God. That is your wish for us. You said, above all, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, I thank you today for our health prospering and our souls. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I want to offer you salvation today. If you are not saved and you want salvation, press 1. You know, God sent his only son here so that none of us would be lost. You know, if when Jesus took care of 100 sheep, if one of them went astray, he knew it. And he went to get that one. left the 99, went to get that one, because that, even just that one, was so important if they were missing from the group. So, Father, we're looking for that one today that's not saved or that has strayed away. And we ask you for salvation today on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Your word says in Romans 10:9 that if we would confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and shall believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, that we should be saved. So, Father, we believe your word today. So we thank you, Father God, for salvation. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, any of us that have left your way, any of us who've backslidden, I pray for them today, Father God. You said in your word in Acts 16:31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and your house. And Joshua 24:15, and if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served that they were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away with all malice. Be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us. So, Father, I thank you for your word today. In the name of Jesus. Excuse me, I read the wrong scriptures. I was supposed to be reading about backsliding, and I read about families. So I'm going to back up and read about families. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that they that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. That's Revelation 3:2-16. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left your first love. Revelation 2:4. So if you've left your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I'm asking you today to come back to him and come back with your whole heart. Don't just come back with giving him lip service with your mouth. Come back with your whole heart. Well, I want to make an announcement today. April 27th through the 29th at Spoken Word Ministries, there is going to be a prophetic prayer conference. It's one you don't want to miss, prophetic prayer conference. We have Apostle Kimberly Daniels, who is going to be the first speaker on that Friday night. I think it's 7 p.m. If I'm mistaken about the time, you can call the church and find out the time. An Apostle John Eckhart will be speaking that Saturday evening and that Sunday morning at 12 noon. So come out, tell your friends, tell your neighbors here in Jacksonville, Florida, at Spoken Word Ministries at the corner of Steel and Blue. That's on the north side of Jacksonville. And I read a prayer earlier from Apostle John Eckhart's book. He wrote a book called Prayers That Rout Demons. And our beloved Apostle Kimberly Daniels, she wrote a book called Prayers That Bring Change. So I'm going to read a prayer from her book today about the next generation. You know, God gave her such wisdom, and she wrote a prayer for the next generation, and I'm going to read it to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the next generation. I bind the spirit of the Cosmocrator. I come against the spirit that will put the spotlight on the world and make it more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. I declare, this spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless. I declare that the generation that is being birthed will have a thirst and a hunger for the things of God. I release prayer warriors in the elementary schools, in the middle schools, high schools, and colleges. Release your anointing, God, to the technical colleges, beauty colleges, and other places of training and education. God, anoint young people to represent you in the marketplaces, Hollywood, the political arenas, professional athletes, and other industries of influence in the lives of young people. I break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, I thank you for the spirit of the Father being released into our nation. I bind every foul spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be concerning the innocent bloodshed in the land. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, and evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of the Lord. The devices set against the children from the womb to college are broken. I bind every perverse spirit that will come against children, incubus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and other sexual crimes and our spirits of violation. You will not steal the purity of our children. We declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. We declare that young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer shall peer pressure plague and pull down young people. They shall shine as the light on the top of the hill and draw others into the kingdom. God, your word says that if you be lifted up, men will be drawn to you. I declare that the next generation will lift you up. I speak boldness, the boldness of the Holy Ghost to men and young women to speak the commandments of the Lord and walk in the fierce obedience of God. They shall prophesy with precision, teach with accuracy, and lead with apostolic authority, win souls with the fire of evangelism, and be shepherds with hearts to feed the sheep. They will go to bed with the hunger of the Lord in their bellies and wake up with the thirst of God in their mouths. All generational curses are broken. The blessings of the anointing of the Lord are permeating and spreading throughout the bloodline of the next generation. Their homes shall be places of peace, and they will inhabit, inherit, and possess the land. Curses of the economy from this generation shall not plague the next generation. The spirit of the good stewardship is the portion for the next generation. I declare that slothfulness and laziness cannot thrive in the young people who will run our nation tomorrow. They shall have good success and not fail. A thousand shall fall to one side and 10,000 to the other, but no harm shall come nigh the dwellings of the next generation. Rebellion and rejection are broken off of our children. They are displaced by the spirit of meekness and truth. Faith and joy are released to the next carriers of the torch of the Lord. Lord, I call forth the psalmists, the musicians, intercessors, missionaries, preachers, authors, marketplace apostles, ministry teams, financiers to support the vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit that will cause young people to tattoo and pierce their bodies. I bind suicide, alcohol, and drug use. Every door to the demonic is closed through music, movies, videos, games, and internet. Demons released through MySpace, Facebook, and all other modes of transportation for demons on the internet airways are bound. I bind the subliminal meaning of www, which means 666, and I bind the beast of the internet. Lord, we know that many good things happen on the internet in your name, but the powers of the accursed things that flow into the lives of our children are broken. Every spirit of idolatry released to seduce the next generation is broken. The covert operations of devil worshipers, the five percenters, fraternities, and sororities, Masons, Shriners, Skinheads, Black Panthers, Panthers, New Black Panthers, Street Gangs, and all other organizations that have negative influence on our young people are bound and blocked. I pull down the strongholds of the images of the world released by the movie industry, television, and the media. The spirit of Mises is bound and cannot control the minds of the next generation through secular humanism, the New Age movement, Scientology, and other movements that provoke values that do not line up with holiness and right standing with Christ. Father, let our children be focused and steadfast on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I thank God for his word. I thank God for each of you that came on today on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. And I thank God for families. You know, God is doing a new thing in families. He's drawing families closer to him and closer to each other. And, you know, when the devil comes in like a flood, God puts up that standard for family members. So we really all need to come together as a family unit and stick close together. Because, you know, one can put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000. Oh, my God, can you imagine a whole family of people? They can put thousands of enemies to flight so that our children can live long lives and they won't be shot up and murdered on the street. And, you know, I pray that you are praying for your communities. You are praying for your city, your state. You are praying for territories, praying against the territorial spirits that try to you know, that come to murder, rob, steal, and kill our children. So today it is closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. If you have a prayer request or would like to make a comment, you can press 1 at this time. All right, no one pressed 1. So I want to let you know that next this coming Saturday, we will not be on Bible Storyland at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time or at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be going for training on Saturday in preparation for the Prophetic Prayer Conference that's coming up. So we will see you again and look forward to hearing from you on next Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. So have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love each of you, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. May God continually bless you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for hearing our request today. We thank you for your mighty presence being with us today. We honor you as the King of Kings. So, Father, we ask you to walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. And we bless and honor you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name we pray. All right, talk to y'all later. I love you. Bye. And don't forget, God loves you more than I can ever love you. He loves you so much.